This figure from Mark's Gospel, Bartimaeus, was beloved of the early fathers of the church. He's a subject of numerous sermons that they preached, because they saw in this blind beggar the whole of humanity. That's the human condition, they thought. We're all blind beggars. And so they played it out in their own individual fashion. But I think it is still useful image, blind beggars. What is it we don't see? First of all, it's important to note that you have to know that you're blind. You know, as this man knew that he was blind. You have to know that you're blind before you even ask for anything. And that self-knowledge is essential in the whole process of conversion, as these guys saw it. So, what does he want to see? He wants to see himself as a beggar in need of God. I'm shocked at myself often enough when I can go from the beginning of the day to the end and the thought of God doesn't cross my mind. And I don't know whether I'm that unusual in that respect. But God is always other than our thoughts, our feelings. God is not an object that we can easily apprehend. So it's not surprising, I think, that God eludes us. Well, God always eludes us because he's always the other than who we are. So the point, I think, that the fathers made, and I would like to make today, is we need to become much more profoundly aware of our blindness and what it is we do not see and do not often enough wish to see or seek to see. God. Again, it's important to remember, God is not apprehended like that bottle of wine or this nice slate floor or all you lovely people sitting in the pews. God is not palpable. God is not palpable, which is, of course, a major source of difficulty. I don't know whether any of you were able to see a stunning documentary on Mother Teresa, no less. And throughout the film, everybody knows who Mother Teresa is. This little Yugoslav nun who picked up all these dying people in India. She felt that God had abandoned her most of her life. She lived in what John of the Cross called the dark night of the soul. She did not see God, except that she knew that she did not see God and felt bereft. So she's a kind of archetypal blind beggar. But it enjoins on us the responsibility to see what it is we do want to see, most of all. What is it we do want, period, to have, to possess? I'd like to say, oh, I'm passionate for the love of God. I'm not. I'm not really. And if you look at all kinds of hierarchs in the Roman church, they don't seem to be too passionate about the love of God either. They're busy about reputations and making money and doing all kinds of creepy stuff. Again, I recommend to you this wonderful book. I'm halfway through now. Pope Francis Among the Wolves. The Vatican looks like a viper's nest in the eyes of this political writer, Marco Politi. And that's why Mother Teresa is so startling and so admirable, because she kept at it. She kept at it, plundering her life for the sake of God, whom she did not feel, certainly whom she did not see. So I found it a very consoling film Here's this woman who was all out, although I understand she was fairly bossy with her nuns. I mean, that's a problem with many religious superiors. They really think they are superior, but we won't hang on to that. But she hung on. She endured. She perdured through all this stuff, all this darkness. But she knew it was darkness. She recognized it was darkness. And see, that's where I stand outside the gate. I go to bed at night and say, "Oh, God, there you are. Almost forgot about you." You know? And maybe I am extraordinarily different in that regard, but I suspect not. I mean, if we look at the behavior of the world, for the most part. To be a blind beggar, therefore, means to recognize our blindness and, above all, to recognize our need for God. That need appears in all kinds of ways, I think. Look at the news tonight. The Syrian refugees waiting in the cold rain outside the Slovenian border. I think it's Slovenian this time. And you say to yourself, this can't be right. This can't be right. You look at the multiple wars, people stabbing each other. The Jews 8, the Palestinians 44. You know? And you look at those statistics and you say, my God, here are the people of the Exodus. You know, here are God's chosen people. Yet what are they doing? And again, this urge to redress that, this deep sense that something is not right here. I don't think it's far-fetched to say that this is a sign of the search for God. There are a bunch of places where that can be done. In my case, I hear music, which is a deep part of my life. And then the music stops, and then I go back to the pedestrian life that I live and that I constitute. You know. And yet you know there was a moment of glory, and there's something behind that glory. And that something behind is God, of course. You see people lying like mad. We won't go into particulars here. But we do all the time. Never sell your used car to a friend is a great motto. You know. Used car dealers are not notable for their probity, nor are a lot of merchants for that matter. This sense of injustice, this sense of being defrauded, is that the way the world is supposed to be? The fact that there is some upset, some distress at that experience. I think that's an intimation of the search for God. Because if God didn't exist, then who'd care, really? You know? If God is dead, then as the great Nietzsche said, all things are possible. Well, so we have to walk out of here with a little more conscious of this figure, Bartimaeus, the blind beggar. What goes into his blindness and what is missing in his being a beggar.